Our Bible study this morning is taken once again from the 17th chapter of the book of John. John's Gospel, chapter number 17, is where we've been studying now for some weeks. This passage is the high priestly prayer or the intercessory prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples, and as a part of that prayer, he included the church, you and I. And the church of all ages. We saw last week in the 20th verse that Jesus specifically said that I am not praying, Father, for these my immediate disciples, those who are alive now, but I'm also praying for them who will believe on me because of the word that these men speak and the words that they preach and teach. And then we found out also last week that the reason that it was the desire of Jesus that the church should be a unified single organism, and that we should be joined as tightly together one to another in the family of faith, as Jesus is to the Father, in the same way that they are one, and there's no fragmentation there, in the same way all of the brethren should be one as well. The brothers and sisters should be one in the Lord, so that the world would know that Jesus was really a God. And the world today, it's unfortunate, but so many of the world today looks at the church and sees it as man's organization. For so much of the manifestation of the church is man's organization. And because man's organization is so loud, God's organization is not very perceptible, is not very observable in it. If you want to see the church of Jesus Christ, you've got to look beyond the organized institutional church. What most of the world today, most of the unbelievers and those that we really need to reach with the gospel, when you talk to them about the church, what most of them have observed is not the church. They have observed a human organization. They've observed an institution created by man. They've observed programs that are instituted by man. They're looking at activities and organizations that are man-made and man-sustained and man-supported and man-promoted. And man has given that the label church, body of Christ. And when the world looks at that, it ought not to surprise us that most of the world really doesn't want to have anything to do with it because they've had enough of man. And what they need is God. And what man's got to see is that the church is the real church, the true church. And the true church of Jesus Christ is not any institution nor any group of institutions. It's not any organization or any group of them. It is not any program or any group of programs. The church of Jesus Christ is individual believers who know and love Jesus in a personal and intimate way and who love each other with the same intensity and with the same passion, and are inseparably joined together in the same way a physical body is. You, any more than you can separate one arm from the other, you cannot separate one part of the body of Jesus Christ from the other. Now, you can take a label Methodist and put it on this arm. You can call this a Methodist arm. You can call this one a Baptist arm. And you can call this a Catholic leg. And you can call us a Presbyterian nose. You can make this an Episcopalian ear. And any other extreme you want to go to. But you see, when you boil it all down, you've only got one body. You've only got one body. And the important thing about this body is not that this arm is Methodist and this leg is Catholic. The important part about this body is that it's Christian. And the identity of this body is found in Jesus Christ, not in its Methodist arm or its Catholic leg. Or its Presbyterian nose. And so Jesus is praying here for his church. And what we have done, unfortunately, is we have masked in trying to, when the church departed from the power of the Spirit of God, it began to have to rely on its own strength and on its own ingenuity. And when it did that, it began to fragment, and it began to divide itself, and it began to split, so that now it is, when you come right down to it, if you think about a person who's out there in the world who has no relationship with Jesus Christ, I would not want to be in that spot. For how are you going to find the truth Where are you going to go to find God? Where are you going to go to find someone who can show you the way? And we do have many people out there who go from church to church. They'll try the Baptist church, they'll try the Methodist church, they'll try the Lutheran church, and they'll try the Catholic church, and they'll try a Pentecostal church, and they don't ever find it because they never see the real church. The real church is the fellowship that we have with Jesus Christ. And that's why it's so just absolutely essential for us. Jesus said that we all should be one. I don't see that there's anything wrong particularly with us having another church in Douglasville besides this one, or even that there's anything wrong with having another one up the street. But I think there is something wrong with us having two different ones on the same street with the names are so different that we magnify our differences rather than magnify our unity, and that we don't have fellowship together. I find that to be just untenable.